This is Community Action on Star 97.7.
Presented exclusively by Machias Savings Bank. All roads lead to yes. Ann Osana is joining us again this morning. She's the program coordinator for Aging Services for Community Action. Today we're talking about the well-being of caregivers.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter once said, there are four kinds of people in the world. Those who have been caregivers, those who are currently caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who need a caregiver. So everyone is touched by caregiving, making it a universal issue that communities all across the world have to support.
As I get older, we realize we're all going to be affected by this. We all someday will be a caregiver, and eventually we will need to be taken care of.
Exactly. Caregiving can be very rewarding at times, but it can also be really exhausting and leaves the caregiver with a feeling of not being appreciated, and also they are at great risk for isolation. So self-care is really essential for the caregiver to have, and it's not a sign of selfishness at all. It actually allows the caregiver to be better, to take better care of their loved one. And the caregiver should always carve out time each day to do something that brings them joy into their life.
And do caregivers have a high burnout rate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because they are spending so much time doing things that they never thought that they would have to do in their lives. You know, there's some medical issues that have to be addressed. Sometimes they're also, you know, working still in the workforce, or they are handling all the finances, handling all the housework and the house repairs that need to be done. So it is a high rate of burnout. That's why respite is such a crucial part to successful caregiving. As I said before, it can be really lonely and stressful and frustrating responsibilities that caregivers have. And for them to provide the best care for their loved ones, they need to be supported in their communities.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how the table turns. I remember when my mother was taking care of my dad, after a while, our concerns started turning toward my mother's well-being and not my father, because my mother was certainly getting burnt out.
Absolutely. And the goal is usually to keep someone in their home as long as possible. But if the caregiver is not healthy themselves, then everything is going to fall apart. So it's really important for that self-care and respite to happen.
In the next segment, let's talk a little bit more about that self-care and respite when the caregiver needs a caregiver. Coming up,
okay.
That's next on Star 97.7.
Presented exclusively by Machias Savings Bank. All roads lead to yes.
This is Community Action on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you exclusively by Machias Savings Bank. All roads lead to yes. And we're talking about the well-being of caregivers today. Ann Osana is the program coordinator for Aging Services with Community Action. She's based at Friendship Cottage, and we're learning how we can help out caregivers.
Okay, so now we're going to talk a little bit about respite. Respite can include adult day service programs like Friendship Cottage that offer medical supervision, social interaction, and meals throughout the day, giving the caregivers several hours, a chunk of time during the day to do activities that are important to them. Families and friends and neighbors always want to help, and they can help by working, doing chores, providing temporary supervision. And I would encourage any caregiver out there that's listening to be very specific when someone offers to help you. Be very specific about what you want. The other thing that caregivers can do is join a support group. We're going to be starting up a new support group here at Friendship Cottage in April. And additionally, there are so many virtual support groups that you can attend online. Just a simple Google search will, you'll find many, many places, opportunities.
I'm sure some people listening may not be very well versed in the internet, or they're just so overly consumed with what they're doing. They may feel like, I'm stuck. I just have nowhere to start. Where is an easy place somebody can go to get a conversation started?
Caregivers throughout Hancock County are more than welcome to call me at 374-5612 if they need any help navigating caregiving. And it's important for caregivers to know that they are not alone. Support is available in your communities.
Community Action, brought to you exclusively by Machias Savings Bank. all roads lead to yes.